Mr. Prime Minister, Ministers, Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure for me to be back in Georgia, and I thank you for the opportunity to address this conference. Vilnius Eastern Partnership Summit has come near, and expectations have grown. Let me share with you our view on the state of play and the future of the Eastern Partnership project. And that, when I say our, I mean both the view of Slovakia and also the view of Visegrad 4 countries, because all Central European countries have been staunch advocates of the Eastern Partnership program since its very beginning. Let me say it clearly at the very beginning. We want to have a successful summit in Vilnius. Your success will be our success. To put it bluntly, we did not create the Eastern Partnership to let it fail. But we cannot make it work ourselves. We need to see your commitment, your dedication, your effort, your responsibility. Then, I can assure you, our European support and solidarity will come. 9 years since the launch of the European Neighbourhood Policy and 4 years since the inauguration of the Eastern Partnership, there are several positive achievements. Major progress has been achieved in the economic sphere. People-to-people contacts have improved. Significant steps towards visa-free regimes have been made. Sector-wide cooperation has brought results in areas such as border management, transport, environment, energy, and social protection. The Eastern Partnership's multilateral dimension has promoted exchange of experience and created communities of business people, scientists, students, and representatives of civil society. And of course, the substantial EU funding should not be omitted either. So we have achieved a great deal, but much more remains to be done to ensure that the full potential of the Eastern Partnership is utilized. The European Union has much to offer, but there are also legitimate expectations on the European Union side. We need to see credible efforts and deep reforms in our partner countries. We see several challenges in this respect. First, transformation and democratization is taking firm roots in some Eastern Partnership countries. At the same time, there has been very uneven progress made in respective countries since the launch of the Eastern Partnership. Second, the enthusiasm of some EAP countries seem to be fading. Eastern Partnership is not only about meeting technical criteria for cooperation with the European Union. However, democratic values and principles of good governance are implemented slowly, if at all. To put it simply, trade and values, DCFTA and association agreement must go hand in hand. We appreciate that the negotiation on association agreement and DCFTA with Georgia continued after the government change without interruption, and obstacles due to the changes in the administration did not occur. It's crucial that the government of Georgia shows respect to human rights, presumption of innocence, and due process. It is important, especially with a view to the Eastern Partnership's Vilnius summit. Georgia has a potential to be a success story of the Eastern Partnership, and it has made a substantial progress in the last years. The overall situation in Georgia, is, as we see it, is better than in most other countries of the Eastern Partnership. Georgia's capacity to maintain European standards in the rule of law must be confirmed. What are our expectations from the Vilnius summit? The next Eastern Partnership summit should be a positive benchmark for the project. We want to have a successful Vilnius summit. Our ambitions are high. First, to conclude negotiations and to have association agreements, including the DCFTAs, with Georgia, Moldova, and Armenia ready for their initialing by the summit. Second, to sign the association agreement and DCFTA with Ukraine. Ukraine has already made some progress in meeting the three criteria and knows well what's at stake. We expect more progress to come, and the European Union is ready to help Ukraine. Third, to prepare a declaration that will be ambitious, forward-looking, and not just talk-taking. The joint ownership principle is to be employed within the preparations of the declaration. The final document needs to reflect the ambitions of our Eastern partners and should not be held hostage of the previously agreed language. We have to provide an attractive offer to our partners. Further progress should be achieved in the field of mobility. Progress in the field of economic integration could have a form of an economic area created primarily at the regional level with the intention to merge later on with the free market of the European Union. Central European Free Trade Agreement could be a useful example for partners in this context. we see that some of our Eastern partners wish to go further in their relations with the European Union. We understand that, and Vilnius should bring positive signals in this regard. At the same time, we have set clear rules and principles. Conditionality, more for more, less for less. We have to evaluate to what extent these rules have been met. To make the mosaic complete, it would not be fair to say that the European Union is the only game in town. The European Union's soft power has been based on its ability to attract and inspire. We do not impose our policies on our partners. The European Union's transformative power is based on its ability to make our partners transform themselves. We can provide advice, support, expertise. However, it is up to our partners to decide what best serves their national interests. And we are glad to see that our Eastern partners are choosing the European model. Eastern Partnership is not aimed against anybody, and not against Russia in particular. At the end of the day, European and Russian interests are the same, economically and politically stable neighborhood, including the South Caucasus region. What might differ is the toolbox. We offer political association, economic integration, and visa liberalization. But we always respect the strategic choice of our partners. The end stage of the process is what you make out of it. Last but not least, we cannot overlook that 4 out of 6 Eastern partners are involved in more or less frozen conflicts, questioning their sovereignty and integrity. Addressing the protracted conflicts is an important part of the EU engagement. Open dialogue without prejudices between the European Union, Russia, and our common neighbors is indispensable in this regard. What's the role of Slovakia in all of this? Our added value is twofold. First, we have no hidden agenda, no complexes. Even if it could sound as a cliché, we are an honest broker advocating the values of the European project: freedoms, human rights, and prosperity for all in Europe. And second, we have our own unique experience and expertise to share from transformation and integration processes. We know how difficult, how painful, how time-consuming it is, but we know it is worth the effort. The Eastern Partnership Summit in Vilnius is not going to be the end of the story. The implementation of the association agreements and the CFTAs will impose new tasks for the respective Eastern Partnership countries. You will face many of the challenges we faced in Slovakia a few years ago. You can learn your own lessons and make your own faults, or you can learn from our successes and failures. Ladies and gentlemen, to conclude, let me summarize the key messages for our Eastern partners. First, you deserve an ambitious future. It could comprise political association, economic integration, visa liberalization, and maybe even more. The end stage of the process is in your hands. Future EU membership is not guaranteed, but it's not ruled out either. Second, Slovakia is ready to advocate your ambitions in the European Union, and the European Union is aware of its part of the job. We have to provide a perspective that is tangible, viable, and credible, and we have to do so in Vilnius. Third, on the other hand, conditionality, more for more, less for less, remain the basic principles defining our approach. Therefore, doing your homework is an axiom. Fourth, we are ready to share our unique transformation experience with you. We are ready to differentiate our policy response in line with the different developments, ambitions, and needs of your countries. Fifth, what is definitely needed is dialogue and regional cooperation. And here, let me point out to the example of Visegrad 4 again. And sixth, let's not forget, the European Union is not offering quick fixes. It's the process itself that counts. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for the invitation and for giving me this outstanding opportunity to address the conference. I wish you many good debates with a lot of thought-provoking and policy-shaping results. I thank you for your attention.